Mary's song. The Magnificat is a dangerous song. Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. She got out of town to process what was happening with her, and very likely to be out of the rumor mill while she was pregnant. And after that visit, this is her response. This is Mary's song, the Magnificat. And in it, she communicates some very subversive and very dangerous ideas. She says, God scatters the proud. God brings down the powerful from their thrones. God lifts the lowly. God fills the hungry with good things and sends away the rich empty. That's a song of liberation. Those who have been for too long overlooked and oppressed are the chosen ones. Once again, we see this reversal of the way things are into the way they can be. God turns the way of power and privilege upside down. That's God's way. The UCC minister, Nancy Rockwell, she writes a blog called The Bite in the Apple. I love that title. It's for Pathos.com. And last year she wrote an essay called No More Lying About Mary. And in that she pointed out the liberation themes of the Magnificat. She also said that the way that Mary is usually portrayed in literature and from the pulpit as meek and gentle are way off base. Here's a quote from her. The subjugation of Mary, the maligning of her as meek, mild, and mindless, has been harmful to millions of women over many centuries. And then she also says this. Mary is unmarried when the angel comes. The angel's invitation and her independent decision tell us that Mary does not need permission of clergy or her parents to become pregnant. God knows Mary owns her own body, and there is no shame in her decision. Mary is good news for unwed mothers everywhere. And this quote from The Simpsons, of all places. In a Christmas episode, probably 10 years ago now, Abe Simpson, you know, Homer's dad, who always says some curmudgeonly thing. But this is a beautiful thing that he said. As a matter of fact, because of this part of the show, I have an Abe Simpson ornament on my tree. It's actually an Abe Simpson keychain, but I made it into an ornament. And he says, if there's one night that we should always, now I don't remember exactly, we should respect unwed mothers, it's Christmas. Right there. It's a beautiful, beautiful quote from him. Quotes from Nancy Rockwell. The idea from Abraham Simpson or whoever wrote his lines, it fits with the very unmeek nature of Mary's song. You know, the Magnificat, as beautiful as it is, and you know, you hear people sing it, and in the Christian church, or at least in the Protestant church, you don't hear the Magnificat too often sung, but it's a famous song, and it's usually sung around Christmas. It's also been considered dangerous by governments. The Guatemalan government in the 1980s banned it because of worries that it might encourage the poor and the oppressed to rise up. Look at that. God scatters the proud, brings down the powerful from their thrones, lifts the lowly. It was banned in Argentina in the 1970s after the mothers of the disappeared, the Madres de Plaza de Mayo. Used it to call for nonviolent resistance to the ruling military junta. Mothers of the disappeared were mothers of the children who had been abducted or disappeared by the Argentinian and Chilean dictatorships. They were joined by allies, and actually the mothers of the disappeared were the subject of a U2 song in 1987 called Mothers of the Disappeared. There's also some really old, well, a couple hundred years, at least, or 150-year-old references to the Magnificat being banned from being read or sung in India under British rule in the late 19th century. It's a dangerous song. Imagine if people sang this song and realized that God did not intend for children to die of hunger or illness, or that God did not intend that people live in poverty, or that children should not be abducted by a corrupt government, or that anyone should have to live with exploited, outcast, powerlessness. That's the Magnificat. God scatters the proud. God brings down the powerful from their thrones. God lifts the lowly. God fills the hungry with good things and sends the rich away empty. During this Advent season, here we are, the third week. We're still preparing to celebrate Christ's birth. We're preparing for a celebration of joy, of peace, of hope, of love. Not preparing something tame. I know Jesus in the manger, sweet baby Jesus in the manger, that's tame and that's beautiful. But we're not preparing for tame. We're not preparing for something that enforces the status quo where power brings more power and poverty brings more poverty. We're preparing and living out the good news. That's what we do. We're preparing to be individuals and the congregation of love and justice, following Jesus' lead. And our inspiration this morning comes from a subversive and liberating song from Mary, Anything But Meek and Mild. She was and remains a visionary and powerful voice for justice. This third Sunday of Advent, let us live out joy. Let us live out peace, hope, and love together. Let's work together for transformation. The kind that recognizes and celebrates our differences, the very gifts of all at the table of justice and love. A table that includes the voices of all ages, races, creeds, orientations, genders, gender identity, all. Relegated to the fringes. It's the message of Mary's song. God scatters the proud. God brings down the powerful from their thrones. God lifts the lowly. God fills the hungry with good things and sends the rich away empty. Joy, peace, hope, love, and justice. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for time to reflect in Advent. Thank you, God, for joy that seems fleeting, for hope all too often is absent, for peace that is so hard to attain, and for love that we don't always recognize. Help us to be a people who live out love and justice. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.